Get the government out of the marriage business. That's the proposal recently offered by two law school professors, one for and one against Prop 8, for how to solve the equal protection problem posed by the anti-same-sex marriage initiative. Since the California Constitution requires equal treatment of gay and straight couples, but Prop 8 won't let gay couples legally marry, give all couples the same license and the same benefits and responsibilities, and call it a civil union. Since marriage has religious origins, let the churches marry or not marry whomever they choose. While this may be an escape from the equal protection pickle, I like it more for what it reveals about the roots of the problem. A civil union is generally viewed as something less than a marriage, precisely because even committed gay relationships are seen by many as less valuable than male-female bonds. So it was not surprising that social conservatives quickly lambasted the Civil Unions for All proposal as an unacceptable downgrade of marriage. They felt that something important would be taken away from different sex couples, not to mention the practical difficulty in getting other states to recognize the civil union status when traveling away from home. That same realization was at the heart of the California Supreme Court's marriage decision last year, that the word marriage carries such a strong social meaning that keeping it from gay couples denies them the same dignity and respect given to different sex couples. Prop 8 may eliminate that right for gay couples, but the proposal to remove the state from marriage crystallizes the issue going forward. Unless we are content to permanently abandon the promise of equal protection, we will eventually have to open access to marriage to all couples, both straight and gay, or abolish it as a civil institution in favor of a more egalitarian relationship, whatever we choose to call it. If that happens, it won't be gay couples that destroy marriage, but its so-called defenders who refuse to share the word and everything it stands for. With a perspective, I'm Clyde Wadsworth.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.